By the age of 18, Sylvie de Rosier had mastered fractions. She lounged on the sofa, feet neatly tucked beneath her, maintaining a primness even en repos. Her gown encircled her in a pool of white muslin. The chemise à la reine had come into fashion a few years prior, but its airiness made it ubiquitous among the wealthy women's wardrobes on Saint-Domingue. And the thin fabric showed off her legs to their ultimate advantage. But the new house slave disrupted the pleasantness of her morning. She knew the girl was a recent addition to the household staff because Sylvie noticed all fractions, and this servant presented a challenge. On the French colony of Saint-Domingue, fractions were not innocuous numbers separated by lines of dark ink, though she knew those too. Here, fractions had faces. Mulatto, quadroon, octoroon. These terms divided the blood into halves and quarters and eighths, black and white and whiter still. Sylvie regarded the newcomer from under her thick fan of lashes. The girl was pretty enough, as many house slaves were, though clearly inexperienced at household tasks. House slaves, as a rule, needed to be attractive. No wealthy family wanted an ugly girl serving tea. Most often, Creoles, those who survived on the island long enough to know the language of the colonists, worked in the house. Bossal, African-born slaves, worked fields. Her father's wife, Madame Catherine de Rosier, chose maids like she chose rugs. Pretty ornaments that served a purpose, but that mustn't distract. Too thin to be truly beautiful, this girl could not match Sylvie's loveliness. The servant had dark skin, though not dark like the coffee Sylvie's father grew. Her tignon, or hair wrap, was a plain handkerchief tied close to her head. Sylvie's tignon, like that of other free mulattas, towered high in a mass of bright colors and intricate folds. Her lady's maid, Alice, wrapped the best tignons of any of the house servants, hence why Sylvie valued her most of all of her father's slaves. A true mulatta, she mused. White fathers normally freed their children according to island custom, but even so, the occasional planter ended up with suspiciously light-skinned slaves generations down the line. But she is too dark. A third, perhaps? She almost shook her head and thought with no little pride, no, she is not as fair as me. Sylvie's face was prettier, paler, and had a better nose. White masters and their wandering hands left more than one slave heavy with child. Sylvie's mother had been one of them. So no matter how many house slaves came and went, she saw her own shameful pedigree in every face. But she never saw divisions when she beheld her own reflection each morning. No marks partitioned blackness on her skin, only the smooth expanse of bronze marred by a dusting of freckles across her nose. Few eligible men on Saint-Domingue had yet to meet Mademoiselle de Rosier, and fewer still left the introduction without their heads swimming with hazel eyes and twinkling pearls. She was a Venus of Saint-Domingue, Caribbean sea foam come to life. But she did not have to see those divisions in order to feel them. Thus, her understanding of fractions became more than simple arithmetic and rather a lesson in her very identity. Those lines kept Sylvie and all other affranchis like her from the fields their mothers worked and died on. Sylvie decided that the girl was simply a fair-skinned Creole, thus comfortably lesser, and commenced to stir her tea now that the equation had been solved. Les Affiches Américaines, the only newspaper on Saint-Domingue, lay on the silver tray beside a fashion journal. She ran a disinterested eye over the tiny print. The press always wrote articles advocating for the complete independence of the island from France, especially after the United States managed to do it with its leaders' heads still attached. They made freedom look so messy, with two constitutions and a tacky striped flag. She pushed it aside, favoring the Magasin des Modes instead. It took months for new additions to make it to the island, and she absorbed every page for hat trimmings and changing silhouettes.